A state lawmaker who vowed to fight Governor Kevin Stitt's plan to let for-profit companies manage Oklahoma's expanding Medicaid program took action on Wednesday. Duncan Republican Rep. Marcus McIntyre amended Senate Bill 131, which dealt with dialysis, to instead require the Oklahoma Health Care Authority to oversee services to thousands of newly eligible enrollees starting July 1st. OHCA is currently moving ahead with $2 billion in contracts with four private companies to do that. McIntyre says if his bill becomes law, he believes those contracts would be dissolved, but
there's a lot of money at stake in this deal, and I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a lawsuit, but that should never be our fear. You know, are we going to do what we believe is right, or just act in a certain way because we're scared of what might happen?
McIntyre says he wants the state to have the federal funds from expanding Medicaid, not private companies, and reminded colleagues how much easier more than $2 billion in federal coronavirus relief funds made budgeting last year.
Look at that, what that did for our economy, and imagine having that money every year matriculating through our healthcare system and our economy. The economic impact is huge.
In a statement, Stitt called McIntyre's bill irresponsible and reiterated his commitment to a managed care model, which has been dubbed Sooner Select. McIntyre says he promised he'll help make managed care a success if his bill fails.
But I'm going to fight while I can still fight, and when I can't fight anymore, I'm going to put my hands down and join the team.
McIntyre faces an uphill battle with the bill. It must pass the full House and Senate to get to Stitt, who would almost certainly veto it. So McIntyre would need votes to override a veto, in this case, 3/4 majorities. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.